Hello, this is Chris Farmer from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to today's podcast. The theme for this one is Sphere of Influence. Sphere of Influence. You have three spheres. One, your sphere of control. Two, your sphere of influence. And three, your sphere of concern. Please note the following facts. Your sphere of control is your smallest sphere. Your sphere of influence is your middle-sized sphere, and your sphere of concern is your biggest sphere. Let's look at each one in turn. Your sphere of control. The sphere of control are all the things you can directly control. Now, this is a very restricted list. It contains everything you think, say, and do. This is the only thing. These are the only things over which you have direct and unchallengeable control. You control nothing else. You don't control the weather. You don't control your family. You don't control the traffic. You don't control your customers or your colleagues or your boss. You can only control yourself. And many people can't even control themselves. Many people can't control their fear. They can't control their eating. They can't control their language, and so they often say the wrong things, and they can't control their bad habits. Here is the first point I would like you to remember. Take control over what you can. Take control over your temper, your fears, your eating habits, your language, and your work habits. The only thing over which you have complete and unchallengeable control is your own self. Point two, your sphere of influence. In order to gain more influence, you need to control everything that you can control. If you can control your habits, your tongue, and your time, then your influence over other things and other people will increase. Your sphere of influence contains all the things that you can influence but not directly control. You can influence but not control a much larger set of things. This includes some people, meaning a small number of people who live in your sphere of influence. And therefore, you have the opportunity to affect how they think, what they say, and what they will do. And in addition, you may have some limited influence over some of the systems that you operate. Point three, your sphere of concern. Your sphere of concern is everything which concerns you, which is the whole planet. This is a much bigger set. This is a much bigger set and contains everything that you cannot influence nor control. This set includes Mother Nature, international politics, and the actions of 7.3 billion people. So don't waste your time stressing yourself over the things that you cannot control nor influence. Don't waste your energy on the things that you cannot change. Focus your energy on a much smaller number of things that you can change. Work on what you are going to do. Work on what you are going to say. And work upon improving your performance. Remember the famous prayer from Reinhold Niebuhr. Quote, God give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. This is Chris from Corporate Coach Group signing out.